Shvias, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah tells us, Habetzolim hasarisim, onions that are sarisim, that do not produce seed, a certain type of betzolim, these plus upol hamitzri, an Egyptian bean, and this is discussing an Egyptian bean that is grown for the purposes of its yerek, of its vegetable, and not for its seed. Because if it's for its seed, the previous Mishnah told us that a pol hamitzri that is grown for its seed is based on hashrasha, is based on its when it takes root. But our Mishnah is talking about a pol hamitzri that is grown for its vegetable, and therefore it normally would be based on the time of likita, of when you harvested it. That's what we would say normally about betzolim hasarisim and pol hamitzri. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking Shemana mehem mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that you withheld watering them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So that changes their status. Normally, because they're going to be picked after Rosh Hashanah, they would belong to the next year. However, since you withheld water from them for 30 days, that causes that misasrin l'sha'avar, that the miser that will be taken from them will belong to the previous year. If it's a year of a Meiser Ani or a Meiser Sheni, you would determine it based on the previous year. Umutarim b'shvias, and they would be mutar on shvias if the previous year was the sixth year. They wouldn't belong to the year afterwards of Lakita when they picked it, because you withheld the water from them for 30 days. That gives them the status of something that was grown in a Sada Beis Abal, which relies on rainwater, and therefore belongs to the previous year. However, the Mishnah says, V'im lav, if you do not withhold water for them for 30 days, then asurim bashvias, they would be forbidden on Shemitah, they would be considered Shemitah produce, because they would go with their shas lakita, like vegetables, which is the next year, and with asurim l'shana haba, and meiser would be based on whatever that next year is, because again, without withholding the water, they would retain their normal status of being vegetables, and therefore based on Shas Lakita, the time at which they're picked, which is the next year. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Vishal Baal, if it's produce from a Sada Beis Habal, which normally relies on rainwater, but in this case, because there are certain types of vegetables being grown there, you were irrigating it, and Shemana Mehem Mayim Shte Onos, but you withheld water from them for shtei onos, two periods. Now these periods are much longer than 30 days because, of course, this is a rainwater-based field. So even if you were occasionally irrigating it, you were doing it very infrequently. But if you held two of those normal periods, you withheld water from it, it would be the same halacha. It would retain the status of baal. It wouldn't be based on the next year. It would be based on the previous year. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim Shalosh, they say, the Chachamim, that you need to withhold the water for three cycles, a very much longer period of time, in order to make sure that it has the status of the previous year instead of the year of Lakita, of the next year when vegetables are normally based on. In order for it to be considered based on the previous year, again, according to the Chachamim, it required to withhold water from it for three of those periods.